On tonight's episode of Confession Session, Malik Yoba admits to dating transgender women, and scientists say that you can't be born gay after all. I'm your host, John Othello, and you are listening to the one and the only Confession Session! All right, y'all, so Miss Angel Vondrina, she is currently attending a wedding today. So I am here with Nicole, Chris, Mike, Noonie. What's going on, y'all?
How y'all doing out there?
So what's new? How was y'all's weeks?
It's pretty cool. Same old.
Okay.
You know, my week has just been extremely psycho. You know what I'm saying? Just getting into the groove of school and whatnot. Yeah. I've just been struggling, hella struggling. But it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? God is going to pave a way. So here I am. Period. Yes. Right. Hot boy semester. Yes. All semester.
And let's start this conversation by liking, commenting, rating, and subscribing on all platforms. And our confession question of the day. Is it weird to be 30 and to have never been in a serious relationship, and why? And let's get started with those confessionals. All right, y'all. So first confession. And this is according to VladTV.com. Under a video that shows Maurice Willoughby, a young man who committed suicide recently, being bullied for dating a trans woman, not only did Malik Yoba call the bullies out for being transphobic, but he also made an intimate disclosure about himself. The Why Did I Get Married actor revealed that he is also trans attracted. I love all women and count myself among those that find themselves trans attracted. And I too have felt the same impulse shame that comes with that truth, but it's time to speak up. Yoba wrote in a lengthy post on Instagram, it is not about genitalia or sex, but about attraction to the soul and humanity of an individual, and often the beauty that is the courage and conviction to the live one's truth. As a self-identified cis heterosexual man, I too am learning what it means to be trans attracted. Many of us famous and otherwise that have struggled with accepting our attraction, so we do nothing. Yoba, who's 51 years old, also shared his sadness about the way black men treat other black men who are attracted to and date trans women. The fact that he was trans attracted presumably meant that he had no safe space to go to find the support he needed to learn to navigate love of a woman, of the trans experience in a world that consistently tells you you're wrong. Willoughby committed suicide in August after a video of him being bullied about dating a trans woman went viral. According to reports, the 20-year-old became depressed and threatened that he would take his life and his girlfriend's, Faith Palmer. Palmer then broke up with him and he later killed himself. Yoba will be participating in the National Trans March on DC and will be hosting a workshop, Love and Trauma, the Trans Experience, on September 27. So, does this change your view about, and I'm asking you this, Nicole, okay, being a cis, and when I say cis, it means being a born a woman and also heterosexual. You know who Malik Yoba is, the actor from Why Did I Get Married, New York Undercover. Do you think a heterosexual man, someone who identifies as being straight, can date trans and also date?
Be honest.
I'm going to be honest. I feel like that's, to me, you can do what you want to do. Yeah. But I feel like you should just be on one end and be on the other. I don't think you should be mixing the two. I mean, that's just my opinion. Mm-hmm. But, he grown. He can do what he want to do. I just don't know. I don't think he should be like, is he saying he's like a straight?
Yeah, he identifies as straight, but he says that he dates all women. So he dates women that were born women and also women that have conformed.
I don't agree with that. To me, he's not, I'm not saying he's like a down low brother, but I don't agree with down low people. I'm not trying to take it to another level, but I don't have nothing against gays, but I just feel like you should pick one side at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? It should be, I'm gonna go with some straight women, or I'm gonna do some transgender, or I'm gonna be gay, or whatever. I just feel like you shouldn't be mixing the two.
So my thing is this, okay, I do understand where you're coming from with someone having a different gender assignment, a woman with a penis, and I can get how that may be confusing to some. But what about trans women who have did the full reassignment and do come across as cis hetero women, and they are admittedly honest with heterosexual men and they accept that? Would that change your view if you knew someone who dated, for instance, can you pull up a picture of Janet Mock so she can see Janet Mock, or India Moore for me, babe? Yes. Janet Mock is. Yes. yes. I didn't know this. But I just want you to see, if you have seen a woman by all means, and they were honest, and then say this was someone that you knew, would you still look at them as, honestly, would you still look at them as part of, or not totally heterosexual?
I get what you're saying too. I don't want to sound like, oh, is this that? But I mean, if they being honest, they meet somebody, being honest, okay, this is me, this is what, then that's fine. I mean, I just feel like, I don't know. Maybe it's not the same thing, is these women telling him, I'm a transgender,
Right. They have.
They have. Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, if that's what he liked, then I'm for it, But, I don't know. It's iffy. I don't know.
Yeah. What's crazy. I don't know either. I personally be feeling sometimes society put the discrepancy on transgender people, both men and women, when in reality, it's the people that's attracted to transgender men and women that are usually problematic, but society not saying blame them, because it's not really at the end of the day, you attracted to what you attracted to. But at the same time, it's for all that to blow up when this man is saying at least how I took it was, I love people for who they are. Okay. If you are attractive and you don't, you've had the operation or you've had the surgery, and you really identify as a woman and you're open with it and I am attracted to you, then that's just what I like. And it just so happens that you're transgender at the same time. You know what I'm saying? I respect that. But I feel like a lot of times, even he admitted that, he wasn't open about it. He was also keeping it in the closet. He was keeping it hidden because of society's standards of how it's viewed. But it's at the end of the day, who the hell are you to tell someone who they should be attracted to? Because at the end of the day, a lot of these people that sit and judging these people still fucking the same bum-ass bitch or the same bum-ass nigga. They ain't doing shit for them. You know what I'm saying? If you want to judge me, bitch, I can judge you hella long. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's when people are saying they're attracted to transgender women or transgender men and they haven't had the full operation, you know what I'm saying? And they really attracted to something else. They just dibble and dab, and I don't think you I personally don't think that it's right that you should have a whole girlfriend or a whole wife or a, you know what I'm saying, you doing both, because I feel then you got some discrepancies within yourself that you need to complain about. You need to really realize who you are, and ultimately I think that'll make society today a whole better place. This is why we have all these negative connotations on people, you know what I'm saying? But everybody just gotta be real with themselves. Shit.
If he kept it on a down low, and then it's now since you say that, I'm okay, is you just attracted to transgender women, or you real, regular women, but you saying you attracted to all because you kept it,
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Is it a cover up, or is this what you really are? But I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't know.
Well, my opinion on the whole situation, I basically feel he's basically saying
you can be, like, it's okay to be attracted to somebody that wants to be a woman that has pursued that transition. I don't think he's saying, like, what most people are hiding in, like, in the closet about, like, messing with in transition men and going into women who still have, you know, private areas and stuff. I think he's saying he's totally comfortable and okay with his sexuality, that if he was to be interested in a woman because she was beautiful that became a trans woman,
okay,
that was, you know, fully transitioned, that it's nothing wrong with that. That's a woman. Like, no one should judge that. No one should judge you for that. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I agree with that because, I mean, I like, you know, I like beautiful people, and I've seen somebody like, damn, why the hell is he so fucking cute? Like, why the fuck is he so fine? And I stare longer and longer, and I'm like, oh, wow, you used to be a bitch. Like, and I don't feel no type of way, and I don't know if that's because I'm not opposed to beautiful women, but I don't like all women. I'm not 100% straight, and I feel like I'm more on the other side than straight. But if I see a girl that transitions to the man, I don't know. I feel nothing wrong with that, but I don't know how it would be in the bedroom and all that. I mean, it's a little different for the guys. But as for the women, I don't think it should be a problem. If she's fully transitioned, then I don't think it should be a problem. She's a woman. And at the end of the day, never mind. I ain't going to get into it with y'all. At the end of the day, if she was a man, you probably still would have said, no, I'm playing.
Okay.
Well, I agree with you all. Because it's funny that you say that, Mike. But I was thinking, like, because me as a gay man, you know, and we're going to talk about it later in the episode, but I'm not attracted to women, you know, and I mean, but at the same time, I do find some women attractive, but definitely I would, if I was single, I would not mind dating a transgender man who was originally a woman. So I think that as a gay man, if I find it okay, I feel like that there is straight men who who are not being honest about that. And it's funny because we was watching a comedy show on Netflix, me and Chris. It was what is the new comedian, Kevin, the woman, She Ready?
Tiffany Haddish.
Okay, so she had this comedy show called They Ready, and it was basically like all these people that, like, all of her friends who, like, she came up with in the industry, but she popped off first. So she's just giving them like a platform to like further shine. And one of them, right? That's dope, right? And one of them is a transgender woman, and like during her comedic set, she was just like, she's explaining how it is dealing with different races. She was like, white men would be like, they'll find out. She'd be like, oh, okay, come on. And then she said, black men will be like, oh, okay, shh, come on. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, behind closed doors, it's okay, but they won't admit to it. But I was reading the comments, and it, you know, it kind of saddened me a little bit, because it was like a lot of, you think that like black women are more progressive than black men when it comes to like sexuality. But when I was reading the comments on the Malik Yoba post of him admitting to dating all facets of women, it was a lot of black women saying, like, what makes transgender women women? Because they decide, if I want to be a white woman, does that mean I can wake up one day and be white? And it's like, no, that's totally, like, that's totally different.
That's different.
Because, you know, and this isn't, like, you know what I'm saying, coming at no, like, cisgender women, men, anybody, period. But as a black community, there are so many more issues, in my opinion, that we need to focus on as a black community. You know what I'm saying? Just off the example you used earlier, oh, if I want to be a white woman type of shit, yes, that's the competition. Because at the end of the day, she will always look at you as beneath her, period. Always. Not in your face, but always behind closed doors. And that's something as a black community we have to realize.
Yeah.
Like, people, I don't know. I just be feeling like, because I read the comments too, and it was disturbing. But at the same time, I'm like, how you going hard for this? You need to go hard in these rooms. You need to go hard in this classroom to get your degrees, get you some letters behind your name.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You need to go hard to make the black voice matter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
everybody got something always to say about things that they choose, and you're right to your opinion. I agree with that completely, but at the same time,
you can have a stupid ass opinion. Lately,
more so, a lot of people be like, well, everyone's entitled to their opinion. Like, that's just supposed to be some great excuse. Yeah. Your opinion don't mean shit, and some of y'all got some ignorant-ass opinions which really show your stupidity. And that's what's the saddest. Because it could be something that... me, personally, I'm one of those people that, like, I don't care about a lot of things. Like, I don't care about certain situations. But when I see comments and stuff about it, that makes me care. It makes me angry. It pisses me off. It makes you want to say something. It makes you want to come at everybody. It makes you want to bring up situations in real life that you've seen or heard that would have y'all bitches looking crazy. So y'all just need to be mindful. Nobody comes at y'all stupid shenanigans and the people y'all choose. So I don't feel like anyone should judge that man for what he want to do and where he want to put his dick. Because at the end of the day, ain't nobody telling y'all where to pop y'all pussy or put y'all dick.
You know what I'm saying? It's like a, like, and you know what I'm saying? Kind of saying what I was saying earlier, like, at the end of the day, bitch, you worried about, you know what I'm saying, people doing, people not being real or people not being fake, this, that, and the third. We know people not real. We know people fake. We know, these are things we know. Worry about something that's going to help our people. Because at the end of the day, Becky and Connor, when they reading your resume and they see your name is goddamn Shaniqua, bitch, it's already in the garbage.
Yes.
Period. When they read your resume, they see you're African American. No, that's already in the garbage. There are so many more issues that we have to worry about versus everything else. And I'm just like, you know what I'm saying? People so ready to go hard for things that don't have nothing to do with them. But at the end of the day, there's real life things and real life problems in the world that has a lot to do with all of us as a black community. Let's talk about that. Let's have conversations about that. Let's debate about that. Let's comment about that. Not just comment. No, let's take action. Let's do some things that's going to change us as a people, because people in real life got black people out here fucked up. Yeah. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I don't mean to carry, but like the whole Popeyes situation. Popeyes ain't spending no motherfucking money on advertisement. I think I was reading they saved millions of dollars in advertisement because of black Twitter.
Yes, and motherfucking... I really thought it was a joke when I saw that, you know, that everybody was going crazy. I thought it was a joke until I rolled up on Guest Road and the motherfucking shit said, we is out of chicken sandwiches. It is crazy. I mean, I don't want to get off topic, but to go back, I mean, this might be off topic, but when Young Jeezy came out with the girl, what's her name? The Asian girl. So many people, like, they was having so many comments, like, what's wrong with you? What happened to you dating sisters? He's not the only, you know, I love Young G. You know what I'm saying? This just, but like I said, I feel like if you grown, you're allowed to do what you want to do. Like you, but I just, like I said, I really just agree if you just keep the two separated. But when they was talking, I mean, I just read the comments, and they was just, like, bashing him because he chose an Asian woman. He not the only one who done chose an Asian woman, you know what I'm saying? People should be allowed to choose who they want to date or who, you know, or whatever. I just feel like you should be honest and be real and don't be no undercover person if you like transgender. I mean, it is what it is. So if you like white or black or Asian, or if you... you know, you gay or whatever, you should just be real with yourself. Just don't keep it undercover. I just don't like that undercover stuff. That's all I can say.
And I agree. I definitely agree 100% with that. I just feel like, to me, like, he was just saying, like, he just dates all women and he's just open to whatever experience. Like, I don't think it was just like he is dating men with wigs on. I think that he is, you know, a real life, a woman. Like, if you see, like, some transgender, like India Moore, Janet Mock, MJ Rodriguez, you know what I'm saying? Like, all these, Haley Sahar, if you see these women, they are drop dead gorgeous.
Okay, so I see where he's coming from.
You know what I'm saying? And they were born men, but they're not men in no way. And it's funny because I was watching.
I don't know. Do that make you gay?
I don't think so. In my opinion, like
I think that if you date a transgender woman, in my opinion, I feel like you gay. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? But I just don't know. I never asked anybody. You know, a question. You know, like if you have sex with a transgender, do that make you gay? You know. So I don't know. People don't really talk about that. So I don't know.
I just think that like sexuality is just it's just really complex. Like, but I just feel like now if it clearly is, like I said, and I'm not trying to trans shame or whatever, but it's just like if you're clearly like dating someone who's like in the beginning of transitioning and clearly is a man, clearly is like very masculine, you know, that's one thing. But I feel like if this is everything but a woman and they told you that they were born something else, I don't think I would look at, but my experience is different because I am gay, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think that I would judge a straight person, someone who identifies as straight, someone who has always dated women, being like, oh, yeah, you know, I used to date, you know, so-and-so, and she told me about blah, blah, blah. I feel like if it was more normalized in our community, a lot more men would be honest about it.
That's all,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I just think that people aren't being honest.
I feel like it should be all around because – honestly, from what I see and from, like, I'm not even, like, really heavy in the community, but from what I see and a lot of people that are transitioning and stuff, a lot of people that want to do it and are doing it, great, good for you. Everybody doesn't have the full funds up front, so they're still doing it, and you don't want to be judged or you don't want to feel a certain type of way when so many people are coming on to you because you look like a beautiful woman. You don't want to let them know you still have... You still have stuff down there. And I think that's the big thing. And that has created such a box for the straight community. Because they're easy to get put in a box. Believe it or not, and I will say this, and I'm strongly believe this, even though it's a lot of dumb gay bitches, I really feel like people that aren't straight are smarter than other people. Because people literally say the dumbest shit about gay people and about bisexual people. The dumbest shit. And when I mean the dumbest shit, it's like, automatically, if somebody is like, oh, well, I'm transition or I'm a trans woman, they automatically think that this bitch just got titties with a dick.
Yeah.
Not every bitch. Bitches need to start being truthful. When you say I've transitioned, you need to have no dick in between your legs. You need to have a pussy. That's what people are saying about being honest with someone you're with. If you're fucking somebody or you're talking to someone and you let them know, oh, well, I used to be a man. Bitch, yes, please used to be a full man. Do not have something swinging between your legs because that is what is making the straight community, I feel like that's what's pushing them away from transgenders because they automatically feel like, bitch, you're confusing me. You don't really have it all the way together. You want to be this, but like it's not all the way there. So I feel like when people think about that, I feel like when you're all the way there and you've already transitioned, that's when you're supposed to tell people. And if you're not, you're still supposed to tell people up front, I want to let you know I am transitioning. I'm working towards that. Yeah, so if somebody don't want to see a fucking dick swinging in their room all day, they don't have to see no dick and titties swinging in their room. Like, and I don't understand when people try to be a victim with that. If somebody's not into dick swinging in their room or in their bedroom, they don't want to see that. So give them what they want. If they want you, if they understand that, they understand it. If they don't, they don't. But what I want to say is on both sides, stop trying to be a victim. On the straight side, stop trying to understand shit you don't understand. And if you want to understand it, then please try to understand it the right way and stop making up your own fucking perception in your mind. Not every person that's a transgender has a dick, and not every person that's another transgender has a penis. You know, some people are still getting there, okay? So stop putting everybody in a fucking box.
All right, y'all.
Confessing sessions.
Next topic, and this is according to BallerAlert.com. A lead researcher, Andrea Ghana, from the Massachusetts General Hospital's Analytical and Translational Genetic Unit, said the international study focused on the genetic profiles of nearly 480,000 people from the U.S. and U.K. The study group was approximately 100 times larger than any previous study of the link between genetics and same-sex attraction, according to CBS News. Ghana said the research team discovered 5 specific genetic variants that were associated with same-sex behavior, but when combined, it only explained less than 1% of a person's attraction to their own gender. Overall, genetics account for between 8 and 25% of a person's same-sex attraction, taking into account the thousands of genetic traits ultimately involved in shaping a person's sexual desires, Neil said. The results challenged the Kinsey scale, a long-utilized rating scale of sexual attraction developed in part by sex researcher Alfred Kinsey. Ghana said, "We discovered that the Kinsey scale, which really places individuals on a continuum from basically exclusively sex partners to exclusively same-sex partners, is really an oversimplification of the diversity of sexual behavior in humans. It's effectively impossible to predict an individual's sexual behavior from their genome," Neil said. "Genetics is less than half of this story for sexual behavior, but it's still a very important contributing factor. These findings reinforce the importance of diversity as a key aspect of sexual behavior." GLAAD, the world's largest LGBTQ advocacy group, said the results show that sexual orientation is merely another normal part of the human experience. "This new study provides even more evidence that being gay or lesbian is a natural part of human life, a conclusion that has been drawn by researchers and scientists time and time again," said GLAAD Chief Programs Officer Zeke Stokes. The identities of LGBTQ people are not up for debate. "This new research also reconfirms the long-established understanding that there is no conclusive degree to which nature or nurture influence how a gay or lesbian person behaves." So basically what I took from that is there is nothing in you that like hereditary that makes you gay, but it's just more so just life experiences and...
I just do not believe that, okay, because, I mean, I'm sorry, because I see, like, little children is acting gay.
I feel like that's because they were raised that way.
I don't think that. I don't know.
I don't think it's your boy.
Are you, I mean, y'all know about y'all gay men. I ain't never heard a baby pop out of
the pussy and say, y'all.
And I can't tell y'all, you know, I'm not a gay, you know, I can't tell y'all.
But how did you know?
Right. I feel like it's both. I feel like, yes, it's the way you raised. It's what, you didn't experience this. I didn't experience, you know, my dad taking me to the basketball court or helping me with this or helping me with that. I was raised around a lot of women. I think that's true, too. But I really do feel like some people just was born that way. I feel like that's true. Cause it's some little kids, like with their shorts rolled above the knees. Let's talk about this shit. Belly button, like popping lips, fingers.
Okay.
And it's like little girls that's walking on here muscular, jumping off of trees and shit. Like, sitting the fuck back like you got a penis between your legs. So. This shit is really real.
Okay, you know what? Actually, I'm going to somewhat agree with you, Nicole. Fatty Poo. Let me tell you. I'm going to somewhat agree because I feel like the newer generation or the time up and coming now, I feel like people could possibly maybe now be born gay. But I feel like if you're in the age 21 and up, no, bitch, you were not born gay. It's something that happened in your life or some tragic event that made you think of the opposite sex that way. Or even if it didn't make you think of the opposite sex, it made you think that the opposite sex liked you that way. Because me personally, and a lot of people that I've heard stories, it was an act of molestation or attempt of molestation that made me think like, oh, well, you know. After that, I don't remember exactly how it came about with me wanting to be attracted to men, but I know it was after that situation that I started thinking that way. Because before that,
Okay, a bitch was behind the TV kissing girls and stuff. And I still was doing all of that after. But before that, it was never, I never like thought about a dude like that. But I do remember getting in trouble in class for taking girls behind the TV, kissing them, and putting my hands up their dress. Like, I was a normal dude thought. And then I became like a bisexual thought because a man tried to molest me. And when he tried to molest me, I did not like it at all. And I think I mostly did not like it because he was not of my standard. He wasn't my type, but I didn't know what my type was at the age of 5.
Yeah, that was for your
age. Exactly. Well, actually, it was the age of 4. I was going on 5. And I remember back from that moment on up my whole life. You'll read a book about it soon. But anyhow, after that, I feel like that's when I made more bisexual decisions. After that is when I actually was at a young age thinking that it was okay to have sexual partners, you know? And I feel like I was not born gay. I was not born bisexual. I still have a very strong man personality, but I'm super like, you know, what is the word? I'm super metro. I'm super like hygienic. Like I'm a hygiene freak. I love all of that. But on the outside, you know, looks can be deceiving. On the inside, I'm really like a savage ass nigga, and that's just always how it's been.
I feel like that with gay men. That's, I feel like I get, like, I feel like me.
Bitch, I'm not gay.
I'm just saying because I was a young at a gay men attracted to me, you know, I'm you know, but they love me, you know what I'm saying? But I have learned so much from them, you know what I'm saying? But I want to know, you know what I'm saying? I understand what you're saying, like, do you think that you was born, like, you know what I'm saying? You saying, so what you saying is, like, people, like a gay person wasn't born gay. That's what you feel?
No, I mean, as far as me personally, I don't know. I don't know because I have heard both sides. Like, I have seen, like, with Chris, you know, your nephew, my partner. He was raised around men. He was raised in a normal household. His father was there. His mother was there. And he's him. You know, and me... Or and my best friend Marcus, same way. His mother and father are still married. You know, he has an older brother. He plays sports as a kid. You know, but he's gay. You know, and
listen, since birth, I'm like, a bitch has always been happy as shit. Been smiling, boots, just, you know what I'm saying? Just a good spirit, period.
Yeah, but that's how. But you know, that's what that lets me know. For real, like I just don't. I think it's half and half. Like some people was born that way, and some people just had a situation in their life, and it's like, okay, well maybe I am, you know, I'm this person. You know what I'm saying? But I really do feel like that a lot of people is really born this way. Like, I feel like this is, that's just like, okay, like you said, like a transgender woman. They don't, if you want to change over, or a transgender man, if you want to change over to the opposite sex, you wasn't happy with yourself. You feel like you was born to be something else. You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of people, that's just like me. I'm born, I feel like I love men. You know what I'm saying? Who's to say you're not born to feel like you love men? It's just the same thing, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? It is the same thing. Because I feel like people is, they like what they like, regardless of what anybody think or how anybody feel, they're just going to like what they like, and it is what it is. But I do want to know, you know what I'm saying? Like, dude, I'm sorry. Oh my God. I feel like I'm acting like my mama. Shut up. You know, like how, like when, like at the end of the day, like when would you... When you know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of people have children and keep it moving, but they still end up with the opposite sex. You feel what I'm saying? So that lets us know that no, motherfuckers not born gay. They just went through life situations. And okay, maybe I do like a guy, or maybe I do like a woman, or maybe I'm just curious and maybe I just want to try it out. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I just feel like it's both some people born that way, and some people have like experiences that make them that way. Like that's just, that's obvious. Like I feel like everybody should know that. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I gotta say.
No, and I totally agree with that because I feel like with me, but it was funny because my cousin had told my sister, I guess they had a conversation, and we were speaking of, I mean, they were speaking of how as a child, I was molested, and I was molested as a child, and come to find out, it has happened to other family members as well, but it affected other family members differently than how it affected me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like, you know, it was, yeah, they ain't here taking shots, y'all. Okay, yes, yes, quiet shots, yes, quiet shots. I love it, I love it. But I feel like with me, I just don't, I don't hold that grudge. I don't feel conflicted. I know who I am, but at the same time, I've had different experiences. I remember being in kindergarten and kissing a little boy. I remember like being at a pool and the first time I seen like somebody, like a man naked, and how it affected me. But at the same time, I do remember like being attracted to women, like very attracted to women, you know, and throughout time, like I transitioned from being attracted to women less and less. I don't know why, you know, but, you know, I do think that, I think with me, it can be, you know, life experiences.
Okay,
but looking at Chris and looking at my best friend Marcus, you know what I'm saying, I knowing their background and where they come from, I feel like it partly can be, you can be born that way. So Shalonda just joined us as well. So we were discussing. I wanted to get your opinion. I wanted to get your opinion. So there was a article put out basically saying that scientists were saying that they did research and you cannot be born gay. You're gay through like life experiences. So what do you think about that?
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, just personally speaking,
but no, I do.
I had an experience and I didn't know that I was gay until I had that experience.
Right. You know, because I'm not going to put my business out there.
Right.
But I feel like everybody have had an experience. But I think that they carry this. But I love men, you know.
Right, that's but my dominant.
I just love a man. Like, I love, you going to have to touch me the right way, honey. Okay. I just love a man, you know. But like I said, that's how you know that people is born the way that they are. They're born to like what they like.
It don't even matter, but, you know.
Going back to our previous conversation, I feel like women, y'all are allowed that. Y'all are allowed to be like, one time I'm hanging out my homegirl. And, you know, but if a guy does it, he's gay. Like, we were just.
But, oh my God, we needed to talk about that. But that's not right. That's not right for us, you know, now that we're talking about it now. That's not right for us to be like, if you feel like you want to experience a guy that we are like, oh, this gay motherfucker, but no, but women do it all the time. We in that relationship with men and we experience threesomes and stuff, but the first time we hear a guy do it, it's we blowing up like this motherfucker gay, you know. But that's the type of community that we living in. We just not thinking both ways, you know what I'm saying? So to sum it up, honey, I just feel like it's both. Motherfuckers born gay and motherfuckers just go through life experience and become gay or feel like this is what they like, which is nothing wrong with that. You know, we like what we like and it is what it is.
All right, y'all. So we have been very long-winded. So I'm going to go ahead and do the confession session and confession session question and shut it down. So the confession session question, is it weird to be 30 and have never been in a serious relationship? Again, is it weird to be 30 and to have never been in a serious relationship? So, yes. Nicole.
Yes, it's definitely weird to be 30 and never been in a serious relationship. Like, bitch, what have you been doing? Have you been thotting? Have you just been going from side to side, or you've been playing games? Not saying, you know, a lot of people like, okay, I'm single, that's what I like to do, but I feel like at least by 25, you should have been able to ready, you know, trying to experience some real ass shit. I feel like that's where we learn most of our life experiences in a relationship. Like, when once you get in a relationship, you learn a whole lot. To be 30, to have an experience of real serious relationship is really weird. That's just my opinion. I just feel like I wouldn't trust a person who's 30 who haven't been in, like, at least 1-2 years the max, you know, 1 year the minimum. That's 6 months is a long time to be with a fucking person to me, child, because you like, okay, bitch. Ugh. But that's really, really weird. That's really weird to be 30 and haven't been in a long-term relationship.
Londa.
Okay. So I'm 26. And I've only been in one real relationship. So, right. So, I definitely kind of fell into the relationship. You know, it was like a natural thing. Right. So, I definitely think it's important to share something with somebody that you don't know outside of your family. You know, it's an experience. Right. You know, it brings out you. And sometimes it just expose you to shit that you never even thought that you would be exposed to. Like, it just, it's like another side of life. Like, it's part of life. You know, if you don't have somebody that you can be, like, open with, or somebody that shares, you know, intimacy. Like, that's everything. You know, so that's very important. If you don't have at least one, then you might be the problem.
Period. How Michelle Obama said, she was like, she put that finger up. Period.
Period. Period. Yes.
No, but I totally agree. You know, I think that being single is definitely great, and you need to learn to find yourself. But I feel like by 30, there should have been at one point in your life to where you, you know, have been with someone else. Because I always go back to, like, what my sister has said to me, and that sticks with me, you know, with relationships. You have to learn to deal with someone who has had a totally different life experience than you have, you know. And if you cannot learn to compromise and learn how to cope with someone else, then it's never going to work. You know, I feel like a lot of times, like, if I see someone who's never been in a serious relationship and everything, all their ducks are in a row, you know, and they are in their 30s, and I'm saying this, in your 20s, have fun. But I'm saying by the time you're 30, you know, and but I feel like if you, by the time you're 30 and you just have not had anyone or anything that stick, I think that it's either you have these unrealistic expectations, you have an STD, or you're crazy. Like, that's right.
It's not worth a damn. You're not worthy. It's you the problem. Motherfucker just look at you for about 2 weeks and be like, I can't deal. You showing crazy sides. You motherfucking doing stupid ass shit. And motherfucker already know, oh, I'm not dealing with this motherfucker. If you're 30, if you haven't had a real long term relationship, I'm not talking about 5 or 6 years, but at least 2 or 3, 1, 2, 3, something, you know, to let us know, like, okay, nigga, I done been in a relationship. Bitch, it's you. You are the motherfucking problem. If you can't get it right by 30, something is wrong with you. Period.
All right, and with that, thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Confession thank Session.
You guys. You guys have a great night. Happy Labor Day.
Yes.
Bitch, it's only one Labor Day.
It's the Lord.
Again, thank you all so much. I forgot how to end the damn show.
Yeah, y'all look good old night there.
I am Jen Othello, and you are listening to the one and the only Confession Session. Good night, mates.